Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Se sauvona, Dogatella.
Shengu.
Sanmona, 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 family.
Sauvona.
Let me greet the rose. Let me greet the rose. All the others must fall aside.
Oh, Mshengu.
Yes,
fine.
Oh, we kumbula you.
So, Dogna Shabalala, 16 days of activism kicks off on the 25th. The gender-based violence is always at the center, obviously. And how big is the impact of violence on our health system specifically? Do we have the numbers for that?
Let me first say that this year we've got a 16 days of activism, which is a theme that says we must all unite against the violence against women and girls. But what we are all saying here is that there is no reason that women's rights must be fought with by anybody. I think we've spoken this before. These are mothers, these are sisters, these are the people that carry us very, very much so. But the numbers are increasing of women who are abused. We are not saying men are not abused. That is why you are saying the gender-based violence, the gender-based fight is against violence in general. Not that we are concentrating only on women and girls, but the violence in general should not be there. Let's talk things out. I think we've demonstrated this as a country. We can talk things out.
And Dogotela, you've spoken about GBV. My question is, does women's health and child health programs contribute to the 16 days of activism?
We are going to definitely make sure that women's health and children's health contributes. Remember, we've been speaking about children who have been mauled by pit bulls recently, and we are saying that cannot be happening.
Yeah.
We are also saying, in the same breath, animals also have their rights. So take good care of these animals and take good care. We're not equating the human right and the animal right, by the way. But we're saying take good care of all these
Beings. And then I have to bring this up, and I don't want to, but obviously our rape statistics in this country are through the roof. Doctor, in our department here, our rape victims, how are they being supported? What is being done to help them?
The rape victims, we actually want to call them clients.
Okay, there the clients,
Yes, there is what we call Tutuzela care centers, where if you have been raped, you go to what we call a Tutuzela care center. The government, it's not the Department of Health, it's the government, where the Department of Health, Justice, SAPS at least attend to you at the same time. Get your statement, get to know the person who violated you, and we try to quicken the case so that you don't really get to be secondarily violated. So that's what we're trying to do. But we're encouraging people not to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Sandile Shabalala.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.